Deselecting Blairites for 40 years. Dave Nellist's article was most welcome. See 40 years on, mandatory resurrection more vital for Labour than ever. Dave states, the conference decisions, agreeing to mandatory resurrection, became a key trigger for the formation of the Social Democratic Party, SDP, in March 1981 and split the Labour vote in the 1983 election, allowing the Tories to be re-elected. This may have impacted on the scale and implementation of mandatory resurrection, because those local parties that embarked upon replacing MPs like Greg Prentice were subject to enormous media pressure. Mandatory resurrection lasted only a decade. And so did the SDP, who merged with the Liberals to form the Liberal Democrats in 1988. The Gang of Four, who set up the SDP, claimed their objective was to break the mold of British politics. In that they failed. But their real objective was to prevent a left-wing Labour government, led by Michael Foot, being elected in 1983. In that regard it was job done, even though it paved the way for a decade of Thatcherism. This year we had a repeat. Blairite MPs, led by Chuka Umunna and Lucianda Berger, split off with disenchanted Tory MPs to form Change UK. According to the Times newspaper, Change UK was born at the Labour Party conference of 2018, where the reform of the trigger ballot system made it slightly easier to get rid of MPs. The SDP took 7 years to merge with the Liberals. These Blairite MPs took less than 7 months to join the Lib Dems. How ironic that the Lib Dems, who in coalition with the Tories, implemented their program of austerity, have now become a refuge for homeless MPs. Dave rightly says, the election of Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader in September 2015 fundamentally altered politics in the party. But 4 years on, the struggle for control and leadership of the party continues. If Jeremy Corbyn leads the party to victory in the next general election, that will be an important battle won, but the undeclared war against capitalism inside and outside the party will have only just begun. John Merrill, Leicester,